Good morning, Larry Weber. How are things at your neck of the woods?
We're doing just terrific.
Did you have any weather blow through this morning?
No, we didn't. How about you? Did you get some?
Well, we just had a little announcement that things are coming through in Lutzen and Grand Marais area right about now, and it's getting a little dark, but I think it's a narrow band.
Okay. We have a forecast for maybe later today and tonight, but I certainly would like to see it. You know, we had a rather major rain hit up in International Falls when they got more than 6 inches of rain in a couple of days. That there probably are few who are envying that, but I am one of them. I would like to see more rain here. June did give us above normal precipitation, but so far in July, we are right now only about half of where we should be for the month. And with these days, the temperature every day has been getting up to 80 degrees with some breeze, has a tremendous amount of evaporation, and the temperatures also have quite an impact. We have an interesting situation just down the road from here. There is a UPIC strawberry farm. And a year ago, they were just starting by this date. Well, as of this week, they are finishing this year. Yes, I was very surprised to hear that, but the heat has really impacted the strawberries. I'm a little concerned. I was out on my walk this morning taking a look at the raspberry crop that I've gotten so excited about because there's so much of it, but I'm a little concerned wondering what the heat without some rain is going to do to that. So we'll see. I'm one of them who would like to see some rain. In addition to that, we are getting other things going on. I mentioned in the past about how July is the month of fledglings. This is the time when a lot of the birds are leaving the nest and getting out and starting to move around with the parents, and it's not unusual to see family units out flying around. I saw this yesterday with a flock of blackbirds. But in addition to that, there is some that are still back in the nest. This week, I was walking along a trail, and I scared up a bird from the ground near me, and I stopped to take a look, and there she was. It was a veery that had a family of babies. The first step after the eggs is hatchlings, and these were little hatchlings, not ready at all for leaving the nest yet. So it's kind of late in the season, but there are some of that still going on. In addition to that, I did my frog survey this week. Frog surveys are done by traveling a route and then stopping along any wetlands and listening for the calls of different kinds of frogs. It varies with the season, and we do it three times. We do it early spring, and then we do another one in mid-spring, and then we do another summer one. And I did the summer one this week. Not surprised, there isn't much that cause calling by this time, but there are two species, one of them being the mink frog, which makes a noise that sounds kind of like a knock, 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 kind of like that. I heard that. I've heard those quite a bit lately. And then in the bigger lakes, there is the green frog that still is calling at this time. They make a kind of a... kind of a noise
like
that. Yeah, often compared to the plucking of a banjo string. Boom. Yeah, I would say in your neighborhood, go to any lake tonight and you would probably hear those. In addition to that, the ones that lay their they call at this time, lay their eggs pretty much around this time. Well, they can't grow up and leave before the end of the season. So the tadpoles have to spend the whole winter in the bigger body of water, usually a lake. Meanwhile, the ones that were calling and laying eggs in early spring are now emerging from the ponds and lakes. I haven't seen any of the tiny toads out yet. I was out looking for them this morning at a pond where they were calling earlier this spring. I didn't see any yet, but I would expect probably within the next week, definitely by the 20th, the young ones will be emerged. In addition to that, this is the time of butterflies. I've talked about that before. There's no better month of the year for butterflies. And with this warm temperature and plenty of sun, it is really bringing them out. There's lots of butterflies every day. One of the ones that I've been seeing, actually it's a whole group of them, is called the fritillaries. A fritillary is a word that most people have never heard of, and yet the butterflies are quite common. We have many kinds of them in Minnesota. They live in all kinds of habitats, but they come in a small, medium, and large package. The really large ones called Great Spangled Fritillary. I just love that name. Anyway, I've been seeing those every day lately. And then there's a couple of smaller ones. And then, of course, we are getting a good flight of the monarchs coming through as well. And then this is the time still of fireflies. Last night I was out after 10 o'clock in the field, and there was plenty of fireflies there, so it's good to see that they're still going on. Spider webs are out in that same field. As one of the things I did to besides looking at the fireflies was to look at the spider webs. And hot summers are good for spiders because they have plenty of food and they have plenty of long season to grow, and I've seen a lot of webs already. Webs are that normally I would see by later in the month. And speaking of later in the month and getting ahead of time, I mentioned earlier the strawberries are pretty much already on the way down.
Mm-hmm.
Well, this week I did picking of blueberries and raspberries and Juneberries, and they were all doing very well. So it remains to be seen how long our season's going to be. As I said, they may be impacted by the heat. Then there is the wildflowers. We have an abundance of wildflowers along the side of the road all this month. Last time I talked about the fireweed and the milkweed as two common ones of the July roadsides that unfortunately have the term weed in them, but they're not noxious weeds at all. They're native plants, and they're just spectacular. You add to that some black-eyed Susan and some early sunflowers that I saw in bloom this week, and then one of my favorite ones, Joe Pieweed, I saw that in bloom just a couple days ago. And you get some really interesting things happening. Well, I had a bit of a surprise. 2 days ago, I had talked about earlier how the early goldenrods were out. Well, 2 days ago, I saw the first aster in bloom.
Hmm.
Now, normally, that is a flower that doesn't come into bloom until August.
Late August sometimes.
Yes,
wow.
That's right. Matter of fact, one of the nicknames of aster is Christmas daisy because they bloom so late in the season. Surprise. Yeah, I'm curious to see how many more I'm going to find, and also whether this means that the host season will be just kind of moved up early.
Mm-hmm.
So, plenty going on out there. I would recommend getting out and taking a look.
Thank you so much, Larry.
Yeah, take care.
All right. Larry Weber there, phenologist from the Carlton area that joins us every Saturday morning at about 9:30 on North Shore Weekend.